Blog Talk Radio.
Joining me tonight on my first radio show back on the West Coast. It has been, oh my goodness, almost 10 years that I've lived on the West Coast, and so it's very nice to be back, and let me tell you, I already do not miss the humidity from Virginia. I just have to mention that. But so today's show, so thank you all for joining me. I appreciate it so much. And if you're not here live with me, obviously the show will go to archive and you can listen to it there. All of the good ways to reach out to me are still the same. So you can reach me via my website, which is christyall.com. I am on Facebook, which is Hope Inspired by Christy. And then I am on Twitter, which is The Christy All. So today's show is really about living your truth. It is and has been inspired by what I have been experiencing recently in my life about really trusting in spirit, trusting in my own intuition, and living my life according to what I feel my truth is. And we'll cover things like how do you find your truth? Why can it be so terrifying? How do you transition to living your truth? You know, if you're doing, you know, your regular 9-to-5 type deal, you know, how do you find that direction? How do you find support for living your truth? And then, of course, I'll finish out the show for any of the callers that will join me this evening with free mini readings for those folks that are with me. So let's talk about living your truth. I'm going to talk about how I have become more comfortable in living my truth. You know, it took years. I often heard, you know, oh, well, you do a little bit of this, you do a little bit of that, but you don't really focus on one thing, you know, and it's, you know, they're just like, oh, you know, you should really focus. And quite honestly, I did all of those things in my life, like, I'll give you some examples. I used to sell glider rides in Hawaii. I learned how to fly gliders there. I used to be a pilot. I used to work in kind of an administrative assistant capacity. I worked as a loan processor. You know, all of these little stops along the way, I like to say, were all going towards my truth and my path as a psychic medium, as a healer, and really as someone whose main purpose is to help people the best that I can. And so I want to say right from the get-go, you know, you may have a job, right? You may not feel like you have a career or even that you're doing something that you even like. You're just kind of doing it to pay the bills and just get by. But if you can, even just for an hour of doing that job, if you can take that hour and think of it as just a pit stop along the road to living your path, finding and then living your truth, it may help you to just get by a bit easier. You know, if you can have that perspective, that would be fantastic. So when I talk about finding your truth, you know, it's really about finding your truth, one, like I mentioned, in your occupation, finding your truth in relationships. So to me, this is just about living honestly, being open in all relationships, intimate relationships, work relationships, family and friend type of relationships, and then finding and living your truth in your being. So being okay with who you are, how you show up in the world, and what you can offer the world are all things about finding your truth. You know, self-discovery really comes from the willingness to face your fears, face your anxieties head on, and learn what you like, learn what you dislike, and learn what you're willing to accept in your life. Now, that can be, what are you willing to accept in a relationship? What are you willing to accept in work? And doing all of those things instead of what you believe other people expect from your existence. So again, it's your existence. We oftentimes live our life in comparison to other people. It can be heartbreaking, especially if these other people that we're comparing ourselves to, either we're doing the comparing or maybe our family or our friends are doing the comparing for us. But, you know, those expectations are unrealistic. Each human is their own being. Now, granted, my beliefs are that we are all lights to the same flame, but we all have characteristics in our personality and the way we deal with each other and the way that we show up in the world that are slightly different, that make us unique, but that we are all part of a whole. So by honoring that uniqueness, that's really where you're going to tap into that discovery, tap into what truly brings you joy, and letting go of expectations that are, you know, just aren't true to who you are as a being showing up in the world. So, you know, a lot of finding and living your truth is, like I'd mentioned, it can be scary. You know, you do things a certain way, you've been living a certain way and with certain people, and it can be terrifying. I mean, just downright terrifying to exist and operate outside of what is perceived as societal norms. I don't even like using the word normal, because what is that really? But it can be scary. It can be scary to live outside of those confines of what society puts on us, and it can be scary to live outside of what our family expects us, how they expect us to be, and who they expect us to be. And it's just really about learning to just be okay with who you are, and being okay with, you know, you're not going to have the answer in a flash. You're not going to have the answer just, you know, not always. I mean, it can happen, of course. But, you know, for us kind of run-of-the-mill folks, things don't necessarily come to us immediately. Or if they do come to us immediately, a lot of people like me who are very stubborn, I am very, very stubborn, need to be kind of hit over the head several times before we go, oh, that's what my purpose is. That is what feels good to me and where I should be showing up in the world. This is what it feels like. So being open to those experiences and being willing to listen to your intuition and listen to what you feel like your, you know, what spirit is communicating to you as your truth and your path. You know, learning to listen is a lot of the battle with, you know, going forward on this path and living that truth. So be gentle with yourself. It's going to take practice. It's going to take some time. But if you're willing to be patient, face those fears and anxieties, and even, you know, I found it can be even easier if you're able to write down the things that you like or dislike, or even experiences that happened in your life that, you know, inspired you, that made you feel amazing. You know, write them down. Sometimes those moments can be so and feel so fleeting that we forget them so quickly, and we're so drawn to focusing on the negative things in our life. Down those good things. They're important. They're important to sustaining you on discovery. They're important to sustaining your willingness to move forward. So that would be my suggestion, is start writing those things down, the lovely things that you notice that make you feel good in your life and the things that bring you joy as you do them. So how do I transition from, you know, my J-O-B to living my truth? You know, it sounds like some big, like, oh, I am now living my truth. You know, it sounds like some big unattainable thing. And it's really not, you know, to be living your truth. You know, you can be living your truth and still have your regular 9-to-5 job. If that's what brings you joy, what fills you with purpose, what fills you with determination and focus and all of those things, then you know what? That's what you should be doing. But if you find that your regular job, like sometimes I like to call what I used to do was my regular job. If that's not making your heart sing, then it's okay to, you know, incorporate more of the activities, more of the social gatherings, of the networking, getting to know people, and really getting to continuing to discover the things that make you happy. Do that on the side. You know, keep your regular job and, you know, pay the bills and do all those things that, you know, we're compelled to do. If that's what you feel, if that's what still makes you feel secure, you know, oftentimes we don't just go headlong into what our dream job is for, you know, for fear and for this idea that it's not safe to just go for it. I want to have like a backup plan. I want to make sure that I have money for this and I can pay those bills. And that's a smart decision. You know, if you aren't maybe financially in a situation where you can just dive into your discovery process, keep that job. Keep doing those things that help support you financially as you continue to discover what your truth is. And that's okay. It doesn't have to. You don't have to necessarily sell all your belongings and go live in an ashram for, you know, a year to have this incredible journey of self-discovery, and then ta-da, you're living your truth at the end. That's not necessarily how that works. You know, we create a world in which we can live in and exist in, and sometimes a transition outside of those original confines, those original boxes that we create for ourselves, that transition can be, you know, time-consuming. So what do I mean when I say all this? You know, sometimes it can sound just like a bunch of fluff. But I learned that I created jobs and I got the education that I thought was what I wanted to do with my life. I thought that was how I could best help people. You know, I got a degree a little later in life, but I did get my bachelor's degree and I got it in criminal justice. Again, I thought that's what I was supposed to be doing. I thought that was the best way to help people. And, you know, and then I worked for quite a few years in the criminal justice field, but then I wasn't satisfied with that. And so I continued to manifest jobs where I could use my degree and what I thought would be contributing financially to my family and contributing, you know, energetically to the community and to those folks that I was involved with in that career. And so I continued to manifest that because it felt safe. You know, it was a steady paycheck and I knew what to expect and I knew what was expected of me. But, you know, I got to a point where I was exhausted. And my efficacy of helping those people that I was involved with was declining because my joy wasn't in that work. My drive was, you know, slowing down. And so I did this work on the side. I continued to build my business. And so it's just taking these steps, knowing that when the time is divinely right for you, you could potentially separate yourself from your regular job, all the while still doing something that makes your heart sing and keeping you on the path to living your truth. And that's really what we're here in this life to do. Live our own personal truth while helping others and learning and developing and all the amazing things that come along with remembering who we are and remembering the amazing intuitive grace and power and skill that we all inherently have. And sometimes that remembering takes a little longer. But, you know, there's a really great way to help that remembering, and that is by finding your own tribe. And you see all these little memes on Facebook, you know, find your tribe, or, you know, live your vibe and find your tribe, or something along those lines. And basically what that says is, if you're answering the call of living your truth, of being in a space that you, of discovery, and continuing on that, you will find people who may not be on the same path or not even a similar path than yours, but you're willing to support each other in all directions that you're seeking. You know, you're willing to support each other in how you, you know, how you continue on, how you continue to discover without compartmentalizing with this tribe. So what does it mean when I say compartmentalize? Well, you know, in my life, I had certain friends that I did certain things with, you know, I was in doing probation. I hung out with probation, other probation officers and other people in criminal justice field. And, you know, we did similar things to decompress. And, you know, I only shared certain things with certain people because we do that compartmentalizing out of fear. Fear of judgment, you know, fear of not feeling secure or something like that. And so various friends, you know, and then I had other, just as I've gone through my life, you know, when I was teaching Kung Fu and Tai Chi, you know, you share certain parts of your life with certain groups of people, and then you just kind of decide to not share the other parts. But having a true tribe, you know, they are willing to see you complete. They are willing to see you as you show up as a whole in this life. And not just for the common interests that you might have or the common experiences that you might have. I mean, of course, that makes it amazing. That makes them more relatable to you to have similar interests, similar experiences, but that's not a necessity for this tribe. So how do you find these people? Well, I'll tell you how I did it. I found them through simple things like a meetup. Actually, you know, I found my initial, what I would consider my tribe along my path as a psychic medium, initially, like, formally began, I feel like, was, I think it was 2012, and it started with one question that I asked one person, which then led to me meeting some amazing individuals who we went on a journey with for a year-long training. And I shared everything, almost everything, with them, you know, during that year and during that experience. And it was phenomenal. It was one of the hugest steps that I took to really focus, to really let all the things that I thought were blocking me be from being a better person, from being a better healer, from being a better psychic medium, and really worked within that group to do my best to let those things fall away. And they're an amazing support, and some of them are I'm still very close with, and I am so very grateful to have them in my life and to continue to have them in my life. They make me smile, and I hope they do. I do the same for them. So when you find your tribe, if you go to a meetup, if you do a training program, if you, you know, take a class through some yoga studio or maybe even like a metaphysical store or something like that, it doesn't have to be, you know, in that realm. It can be whatever, wherever you feel you need the most support. So whatever type of tribe that you feel like would be a better support for you, be brave. Go to the community event. Go to your local church or religious gathering or whatever makes you feel good. Go there. Meet new people. And, you know, they very well could be the key to finding and then sustaining your tribe who will make it easier for you to continue to live your truth, having their support. A tribe can be, I feel like anyway, can be any size. It can be one person, it can be two people. The size to me doesn't matter, not one bit. So be brave. Meet new people. And I found this next part I'm going to talk about actually to be a really, really huge challenge for me recently, having moved from Virginia to California. And that is the time that comes when you have to leave that tribe. Now, obviously, you know, I didn't come to California kicking and screaming, no, it's not where I want to go. No, that's not the case. My family's here, and I have some friends here in California, too. Actually, I have friends all over the U.S. and the world. But California is where I'm meant to be for now. But it doesn't make it any easier to leave my tribe, these amazing women who have been so supportive and who have been so fundamental in pushing me, even if they didn't know it, they were pushing me to continue to live my truth, to be the best person, to be the best healer, to be the best psychic medium, to be the best teacher that I can be. And that was hard. That was very, very hard to leave them. And that's how I know they made such a huge impact on my life. And I know that even though they're far away, they'll continue to have an impact on my life. And I hope to start a new little tribe, something that's close to me and, you know, I can have that face-to-face interaction. My little group that I left in Virginia, they will always be in my heart. And distance really isn't an issue because, you know, we have amazing technology these days, Skype and all these conference call systems that we can do. But it's their support that really helped me to continue to live my truth and not be afraid so much to leave or think that I wouldn't find other like-minded individuals that me on my path. My continued path to my truth. So be brave, reach out, find amazing groups, you know, personal interest groups, even if it's like an activity, like if you like to run, then find a running group. If you like to bike, biking group, hiking, whatever it is that you enjoy doing. Something that makes your heart sing. It doesn't have to be a group that is specific to whatever career or whatever life choice that you want to make. It just has to be a group that focuses on an interest that you really, really enjoy, because that's where you feel a little bit more at ease. When you do things that you really like, you know, you're a little bit more willing to open up and talk to people and get to know them and really allow them to get to know you. And that's really the important part is, you know, sometimes we don't know what our truth is until we're talking to somebody else. You know, it might be them that actually points out the things. Hey, did you know you're really good at fill in the blank? And you gotta go, oh, I guess I'm kind of good at that. Huh. So be social. Be brave. Talk to all sorts of folks. Get to know them. Honor them where they are in finding their truth. Because that's what you want. You want them to honor you on your path to finding your truth. Them gently in your thoughts. Because that's what we want for ourselves, right? Kind of a different kind of show tonight. And a lot of self-reflecting for me. But I just wanted to communicate that, you know, it's not as hard as our minds make us think it is to live our truth. It's not as hard as we think it is to find support and a tribe of people willing to discuss all sorts of interesting topics. We just have to be brave and go out and meet each other. Realize that, you know, we're all individuals. We look different, we speak differently, maybe we behave differently. But in the end, we all just want to find our own joy, our own truth. So I hope that each one of you that listens to this is willing to take a step out of your comfort zone and find a tribe, meet new people, discover what your truth is, step outside of those societal norms and the family expectations and all the junk that makes us feel stagnant. Take one step out and be brave. Write down the things that give you joy. And if you need guidance, obviously, you know, you can contact me and we can get in touch with spirit, get guidance from the things that may be giving you a little bit more trouble. But as a whole, I just wish you all an amazing journey to living your truth. So if you'd like to contact me, I would love that very much. You can do that through my website, ChristyAll.com, on Facebook, Hope Inspired by Christy, and on Twitter, The Christy All. As always, I would love it very much if you followed my show, Christy All Psychic Medium here, Finding Hope with Christy All. Unfortunately, we don't have any callers for this evening. My cue for focusing in after my move to California. But I do hope you'll join me next month when I have another show. I'll announce the date. Please watch my Facebook page and my website for the next show date and topic. I look forward to speaking to you and interacting with you on the next show and potentially as a client. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. It's coming up fast. Thank you all very much. Have a good night.